Hello, ladies, and welcome back to another episode of Healing into Femininity. It's your favorite girl, Joanna, in the building. And today I am still on my January everyday content creation mode. I'm still getting into it. And today I felt very tired because yesterday I have kind of detoxed from coffee. And yesterday I had two coffees and I was so electrified. I couldn't sleep. I was up until 3 a.m. in the night. And then I woke up at 7:30 p.m. My alarm rang and I slept a little, like I was dozing off. And then I still woke up quite early because I decided to do things, because in the night while I couldn't sleep, I had so many thoughts about like how to adjust my online business setup and get everything ready for my online programs. And so yeah, I did a little bit of work, but I was so tired I couldn't really do too much. Now I'm awake, like I think I'm kind of mutating into a night owl. It's winter. I have told my spirit that this year I'm diving fully in. I'm not resisting the darkness. I'm embracing the darkness. I don't mind that it's cold for long hours. It's raining since almost 2 years, 2 years, 2 months. So this weather is perfect just to dive in and go in. And I believe that's exactly what winter is for. And if you have the privilege to do that, or if you have decided that you will do it, yeah, I'm happy for you because that's what I'm doing. I'm diving fully in and using all this energy to work on myself, do my inner work, and create content for you. So, a little backstory. I hope that you're interested in what I have to say, but I want to dive in into our topic. So, it's getting more and more clear and crystallized what it is that I will talk about more during the next year, and also in general on. Yeah, in service of my brand and in service of you, because my brand is about, it's about becoming whole, right? It's becoming all you can be. It's about finding your dream, your business, your purpose. It's along the lines of spiritual awakening. I believe women who want to go into their dream business, become content creators, become coaches, become entrepreneurs, become artists, become change agents, all of that, doing something impactful with your life is connected to your spiritual awakening, right? And what is a spiritual awakening? For me, to break it down in very easy words, is that you wake up from this. Yeah, from this zombie kind of sleep and just going along with everything that society is telling you to do, like studying and then working in a corporate job. And I know that my clientele, like I had the privilege of working with, yeah, hundreds of women already, and my clientele are badass women already. Like these are powerful women, many times highly activated, and they're masculine already. So they have studied, they have careers in corporate or creative careers, influencers, designers, creative entrepreneurs. And what I discovered, or what I thought about, and that's what I want to dive in with you today, is that even though I realized that these women were already activated in their masculine, otherwise they wouldn't have achieved what they have already achieved. But in order to take it to the next level, in terms of not only creating a successful corporate job, or even getting a business on your feet, which takes a lot of energy, like don't get me wrong, which takes a lot of energy, but I believe that what it takes to actually get to a level of success that you can see as freedom, more in alignment with your heart's desire, more in alignment with fulfillment, more in alignment with your zone of genius, right? Like what it is that you actually really want to do. This is where I take my clients. Like on the level of my programs, I take my clients to become, yeah, the empress, the queen of her own life, and this in all areas. And I believe what I have noticed is that, yes, the brand is called Healing into Femininity, but at the same time, it is also necessary to maybe activate the masculine a little more. So what do I need and what do I mean by that? So when I talk about the masculine, I'm speaking about energies, right? I'm speaking about principles. And the masculine energy is the logical, the structure, the scientific mind, the what else? Like I don't have anything right in front of me right now, but it's the discipline. It's if you think about a soldier, right, or a scientist, or an athlete, it's about physical strength. It's about discipline. It's about routine. It's about doing, right, versus being. It's about the outward. It's external. It's extroverted, it's communicative, it's the doing. I said it's the left brain, it's everything like mathematicians, scientists, logical, structured, all of those things. That's the masculine. And also this, like I always say that I worked in sales and I love the job because I was so deeply immersed in masculine energy. Everything around this job was masculine energy from the corporate structure. Like, this was one of the most successful companies in that field in Germany. So, we were placed in this high rise in the city center. And it was, yeah, this big office space. It was like so many men, like at least 90 or 95% men, and the rest just 5% women. And the job is masculine. Like it's fighting. It's literally fighting. It's all about, it's like a sports team. This is how our work was, like, yeah, sectioned. We had teams, everyone had a name. Kind of like a football team. Everyone had a name. We had teams. We had the team lead, and the team lead motivated us. We had huddles every day. And then everyone got into like ready, set, go for the day. And then we like negotiation tactics, sales, connecting to people. And then, of course, bringing in the sale. Yeah, bringing in the sale and closing the deal. So all of that is very masculine. It's confident. It's yeah, communicative. It's negotiation. It's debating. It's fighting, right? And then on a rational level. It's also emotional, of course, but it's a rational level. I think that's what I realize in the job. And some people can say this, some people can say something else, but what I found to be true in sales, it is like you don't have to necessarily hype up the person. You know, people talk about getting people emotionally involved, like catching or giving them the fire of a burning desire. I don't know, maybe. I believe the more mature somebody is, the less fire they need, the less hype up they need. They need rational argumentation of what is the benefit for them. Like this can be called, it's also a form of fire, right? You can see how much you can save. You can see how much this will benefit you. It will be an investment. It can, like, it will It will increase the worth of your home. It will make you look prestigious and innovative, and being like a pioneer in front of your people, like saying all of those things, of course, can hype someone up, but it's not so much about the energy. That was my way. Like, that was my way, and I would say I was quite successful. But what I want to say is that I love the job because I'm deeply immersed in this masculine energy. As I said, like, it was very competitive. It was very, yeah, like team sport. It was all about sport. It was about focus. It was about goals. It was reaching goals. It was about motivation. It was about discipline, coming to the office every day, doing five sales calls. You know, when you made a call, when you closed the deal, you made high fives, like all of that. I loved it so much. It was a lot of fun. I also felt a little bit like in school, and just being back in this energy, because I know that I have high masculine energy. Like, this is what has gotten me so far in life. And I love it, and I want to continue to bring it also to you, to my students, to my clients. That's why I became a coach, because I knew that I had both, right? So I want to ask you, like, where can you bring more of your masculine before you kind of, or what is before, like, but maybe, yes, like, it is about, I can feel that this year, this is going to be a topic in many like coaching spheres, or this is generally going to be a topic, the balancing of the masculine and the feminine, and especially for women who are in the, let's say, like, thought leadership in building personal brands, in the coaching industry, in high ticket sales, in creative entrepreneurship, like all of that. You need more masculine energy, exactly, for keeping the structure, being disciplined, showing up, having a routine, having stability, having the high standards to defend your setup standards. All of that is masculine. It's not being soft and fluid if you have to communicate it and kind of defend it, yeah, in front of the outside world. So what I wrote down, like, I'm just gonna, like, throw a few things at you just to get inspired. You can lay back, you don't have to think, you can just listen to it while I speak, and just open your mind, and yeah, let it sink right into your subconscious. So, what is masculine structure? Yeah, it is clear structure, it is routines, morning routine, daily routine, structure. We are also in a, yeah, we are in an 8 universal year of 44. It's like we are 20, 24, right? 2 2 is 4, and then 4 is 4 is 44. And 4 in numerology stands for stable foundation, stable, right? I am also a 4. My life path number is a 22. So this is also why I believe that I'm destined to be a life coach, is to give people foundation, to be foundational, and to help people have a foundation. That's everything that I do with my work. And so the 4-4 is the 8, and the 8 is the, I didn't want to talk about the 8. I wanted to talk about the 4-4. It is about structure, routine, organization, foundation, order, right? Order. The feminine is the chaos. The feminine is the primordial energy. It's all, it's the universe, it's chaos, it's the waters, it's fluid, it's unpredictable, it's nature. But the masculine is the building, right? It's the clear structures. It is, for example, it's the workout, it's your food, it's saying no to things. It's being like, no, this is my boundary. Boundary is keeping myself inside the structure, if that makes sense, right? We all have heard that before. The saying no to others is saying yes to us. And saying yes to us is saying yes to our structure for whatever it is that you are oriented and destined to go towards, right? Your goal your goal is the orientation in which it's in which direction you're going, and then you build a structure around that. And if you have a solid structure, there's basically nothing that can stop you from reaching your goal. So if you have set, for example, a goal for your body, I always believe, I don't know, like me personally, I don't really have a goal for my body. I'm happy with my body. Like that's how I feel. Of course, I can get more toned, but I don't want to talk too much about me. I just want to say that, like, I don't really have a goal, but my goal is kind of the routine. And I think that's the best thing that you want to achieve. You don't, it is not too, it's not so much about the goal anymore because I am content, right? There's only up from here. But I love to stay in the routine because it makes me feel good, like going to the gym 3 times a week, working out, doing this, doing that, feeling good inside my body. And then, of course, if I continue to stay in the routine, I will create results, better results than I have now. And at the same time, I have already like falling in love with the idea of the routine. Yeah, I know I'm gonna maintain and feel good. And that's what it is. Like sometimes it's not so much like up, but it's also we have to keep moving towards something when we want to maintain what it is with that we have already attained in terms of the body, for example. But the same thing with a relationship. Maybe like you have a relationship or you don't. But if you, for example, have a relationship and you're content, the goal here is to keep it up, right? To stay in the structure, to stay in the doing, to stay in the routine, to stay in the date nights, to stay in the whatever structures you have set for yourself. Maybe you have a morning or evening routine with your partner, or like a weekly, a monthly, a yearly routine. And you want to continue to drive that, right? It has become a lifestyle. It has become a habit. It has become a lifestyle. That is the masculine to keep the doing. Yeah. And also what I want to say is that, yeah, what else? Like I wrote a few things down that I have done where I feel like this is when I was in my masculine. So I wrote down like how much I have already invested in my education, in my coaching, in my personal development, in my business, in myself, in my health, in my nutrients, in my gym membership, in my travels, in my clothes, like all of the things that make me the person that I am. I think it's so important to remember these things and not to let it go by because this is the masculine. Sometimes I believe that we forget because things that we have implemented and that we don't actively do anymore, it becomes like it drives on autopilot, right? It drives on autopilot. And that's good. We don't want to be thinking about that all the time. But sometimes we want to remember that and be like, oh yeah, I already did that. I'm proud of myself. And yes, that's who I am. And why I'm saying that is especially because this is actually the reason why I wrote all of that down. Because I was working, if you haven't seen it, I recorded a YouTube live yesterday. Was it yesterday? Yeah, I think so. YouTube live yesterday. And I thought I talked about the masculine and the feminine, and that we all have a feminine, like a masculine inside of us, especially as women. And as a woman, we are predominantly feminine, but we have our inner masculine, our animus. That's what it's called. Like we have this hidden animus inside of us, and we have cultivated this masculine part within ourself. And this masculine part, like you have built him, and at the same time, he has built you. Like you have.
Hello.
Okay, here it is. Oh, nobody watched it. Look how transparent I am with you. I'm checking if it went online. I don't know. I uploaded the it's called Become Your Dream Man. Become Your Dream Man. That's what it is. Because yeah, that's exactly what it is. You the this masculine version or the masculine psychic, the it's like a different entity that lives inside of you, your divine masculine. You can call him that. You can call him your animus. You can call him your inner masculine. And this inner masculine is also a, like, this is who you would be if you were a man. That's how I say it. Very simple. This is who you would aspire to be or be if you were a man. So all of your masculine traits, like, for example, education, working out, investing in yourself, investing in other things as well, like wealth building and things like that. All of that is the inner masculine. And I believe that we as women sometimes, and also in terms of finding our perfect match, our husband, our partner, and I say that with a disclaimer because I haven't found my divine masculine yet. So I can't say for certain, but I believe that our inner masculine, this animus, this part of us, this is the inner masculine that will check, and rightly so. This inner entity, this inner masculine entity living within yourself, this one is going to check out, measure, test the masculine that will come and approach you, that who's going to be your husband or who's going to be your partner in the external, if that's clear. So that's why I'm saying all of everything that I'm saying. I'm going to continue. I think it's going to be more clear when I continue to speak. So yeah, being focused on education, like cultivating the rational mind, right? Studying, traveling. Traveling, going to the museum. Yeah, maybe going to the museum is something more feminine, but like reading, right? Being in sales for me, like being in a masculine dominated field, entrepreneurship. I believe it's definitely also for women, but like business in general could be said it's a more masculine thing, domain. Science, investing in crypto, right? Investing in wealth building, as I said, doing what needs to be done, like doing what needs to be done, regardless of the feeling, that is also a masculine trait. Saying what needs to be said. Oh my God, I personally feel this one. Saying what needs to be said. Saying what needs to be said. Because this is what I learned in sales. It is, we don't have to sugarcoat things. We don't have to hide. Like, we don't have to people please. We don't have to be super polite. No. Say what needs to be done. Like, say what needs to be said. End of story. Say what needs to be said. Boom. End. Ende aus Mickey Mouse. That's what we say in Germany. Yeah. So saying what needs to be said, working hard. Like working hard, consistency, going to your job or just working hard, doing it every day, every day, every day. It doesn't have to be hard. It can also be fun, but it's about the consistency, coming back at it, having grit, right? Staying at it. And this will lead to success, right? This will lead to success. Not necessarily hardworking. I think that's something that I can talk about another time. It is definitely not the hardworking person, but it's more the thinking mind, like somebody who can think intelligently and make new smart adjustments to whatever they're doing in order to get to the real next level of high value. But it's not so much working hard. There's only so much to be done if you're working on a masterpiece. Being a leader, saying, being confident. What is a leader? A leader for me, very simply, is someone who's confident enough to say, I know where I'm going. And if you want, you can follow me. this is my area, this is domain, that's my domain. I can do that. I'm going to go this way. Yeah, somebody who's setting the trend, who's innovative, or somebody that's just confident and has the inner strength and stability. And that's what it is. People love to follow people. Many people don't want to take too much responsibility, but people love to follow people who are confident, who have a calm, secure energy around them, right? That's it. So being a leader, also being a free thinker. I don't know if that's masculine, but being a thinker in general, right? Being a thinker, using your mind, not only your emotions. And yeah, creating an online business. And it's about respect, right? We know, or maybe you don't up until now, but men love respect. Men want to be respected. If not, this is the most important thing for a man. Being respected. Being respected for what? Being respected, I believe that gaining respect comes from upholding your values in challenging situations. That's what I can respect. Like, if we think about the world is a very confusing, dark place for most people, right? Most people are really, yeah, just ruled by their emotions and ruled by their desires in terms of quick fixes and instant gratification in turn, like instead of waiting for the bigger result, just as in, yeah, just eating healthy instead of just eating something that is good for your palate. Even that, I don't really resonate with that anymore, because for me personally, I love healthy food and I think healthy food tastes great. And I'm not even lying, you know? So, but you know what I mean? Like, we can say like food or quick fixes and everything. We want to get rich quick. We want to have the dream body. As I said, like, it's about the routine, it's about the lifestyle, it's about adjusting, it's about being masculine, being strict, saying no to anything else, being consequent. Right? Being consequent and staying with what it is that you said, that is something that we respect, right? That's something that we respect. We respect someone who does what he says he does. And when he has values, if it's health, but also family values, right? It is something like, how do I say it? Like, it is something men, that's what I heard apparently, that men want to be kind of celebrated for being monogamous, right? They want to be like, yeah, I'm so happy that you're monogamous, right? Because apparently it is challenging to be monogamous. You know, that's a value, keeping the family together, not cheating. That is something that is of high value. I don't know if I agree with that while I'm saying that, because I don't know. For me, it is, I have, of course, made myself to be that person. And yeah, do I still have vices or weaknesses? My biggest weakness is men. My biggest weakness is love. I had a very unhealthy relationship to relationships for the longest. Like, I would definitely say that I was traumatized, I was codependent, not in terms of like I didn't have many long-term relationships, but I always am like I'm always open for love. I believe that I deserve love, and that's why I'm sharing all of that, because as I said, I believe that if you know who you are, if you know your masculine parts, if you know what you have invested, what you are, what you know, like your level of knowledge, how much money you have invested, how much money you have earned. All of these things is like calculating, like all of these things is masculine. And when you know all these things, I believe that you can, like, just to be also rational somehow. I probably will have people that will disagree, but I don't care. It's my thesis right now, is that I believe that my outside man has to bring at least as much of my worldly accomplishments to the table as I do, right? He has to have an education like me. If we want to call an educated woman a masculine woman, then that's it. I wouldn't say that, but like just to keep it along like separate lines. Yeah, right. So he has to be educated. He has to be well invested in himself. He has to have cultivated his mind. He has to have like all of the masculine traits that I have and more. That's how I see it at this time, right? That's how I see it at this time. So we talk about respect. Yeah, I want to respect somebody who, yeah, can uphold his values in a world full of distraction and a world full of temptation. I haven't heard that word in a long time. Full of temptation, a world full of temptation. Temptation is distraction, right? Sex, drugs, and rock and roll, social media. You know, everything, food, all of that can be temptation, our vices. And yeah, if we are not centered, this is something that we will go to. But if you do your inner work, if you do everything my work is about, right? If you meditate, if you cultivate your mind, if you all of that, I don't want to talk too much about all of the modalities, but if you live a conscious life, if you make your life about knowing thyself, about self-discovery, about healing, it's about integration of the masculine and the feminine and becoming the best version of yourself. If you dedicate yourself to this lifestyle, there you will be a master of your emotions, and you will be a master of your thoughts and a master of your actions. And then life becomes very peaceful. And then you can consciously indulge in certain things, of course, as well, you know? But I don't know how I got here. It's about respect. Yeah. Men. Also continuing, and then I'm already done. Like, what I appreciate, what I respect is a God-conscious man, of course, like being conscious and aware that you are God, that the divine is within you, and that there is a higher power and the universal laws that keep this universe the way it is, right? Physically fit. We talked about that, being physically fit, forming your body. The body itself is. The body, the structure is masculine, right? The spirit is the feminine, the emotions is the feminine, the water is the feminine, the feeling is the feminine inside the body. But the physical structures, I would say, like the muscles and things like that, that's more the masculine. And yeah, masculine is like focused, determined, unwavering. Like you can't get him off what he has set his mind on. And that is the masculine. So I wanted to talk a little bit about that. So if you are a feminine, if you love your feminine, if you are an entrepreneur, if you're a creative, if you're a leader, if you are intending to create something amazing this life, it is easy. It is actually easy. I always like to say that's my process. Assess, release, design, and align. Assess what is no longer serving you, whether it be food, whether it be what you hear, what you listen to, what you watch, you know, whether it be people in your life or whether it be distractions, yeah, time-consuming things. Also thoughts, of course, always thoughts that keep you from being creative and creating whatever it is that you want to create. Whether it be art, whether it be also knowledge, whether it be a book, whether it be a dance, you know, you can be creative in all kinds of ways. And then also to And I love, always love to connect it because you don't have to, but why not? Like you can create something and then, of course, also get compensated for it because creating something most of the time, not always, but most of the time, if you dedicate yourself to something that you create, it is of value to other people. You can either teach them how to do the same. Yeah. Or you can sell it to them, whether it be a service or a product, and therefore get compensated and then also be diligent and appreciative and structured with your money. So I believe in order to thrive as a feminine, especially as a highly talented feminine that has something to say, this year is all about. Like not focusing, but really being aware and then readjusting or creating a foundational structure that supports you and your expression, whether it be your daily routine, whether it be the food you eat, whether it be your weekly routine, whether it be whatever. Like it should, the structures of your day, the structures of your business, the structures of your life, right? Your relationships and yeah, your money structures as well. Like where can you adjust? Where are there still leaks? Maybe there are things that you don't oversee, that you don't have under control. Also, control would be a masculine thing. Control and accounting, right? I've been an accountant as well. Really like measuring and counting all of these things. That's the masculine. The feminine just wants to be free and wild and emotional and spontaneous and all of that, right? And that's good. We're talking about the balance. But this year, I want to ask you to put some focus, especially now as we're still in winter. As I began this conversation, we're still in winter. It's still like the energies of the year already. I know, like they have kicked off already. I totally feel like an active start into this year, even though it's still dark and it's still like, yeah, lingering, sleepy energy. The year has kicked into full gear and there will be more also cosmic events happening that are going to support to kickstart us into this new year. And I want you to be ready. I want you to be prepared. So the suggestion here is to check your structures and then to let the structures support you. That's what it is. Structures are there to support you, and structures are there to make you more free. Once the structures are set, you can be more free and you have like all the decisions for your life set already. And then it's just about serving the structure because the structure serves you, if that makes sense. So I love you so much. Like it was so important for me to create some content today, not just some, always high value content. That as I said, I actually have this challenge with myself to create a video every day, to create a video. But as I said, I was very tired and I didn't really get ready. Today, I was very sleepy. So I really enjoyed this. I really enjoyed this episode. So, yeah, that's my commitment to you. I'm looking forward to hear from you. If you are listening to me on the podcast, love it. I hope you enjoy it. If you want to see me more, go over to my YouTube, Healing into Femininity by Joanna Fatonji. You will find me on YouTube and you will also find me on Instagram. Either Joanna Fatonji or Healing into Femininity. And yeah, I would love to get in touch with you. Leave me a comment or give me some feedback. I want to get in touch. So I'm looking forward to hear from you. So much love. And again, have a beautiful structuring process for the success of this upcoming year. I love you so much. Bye.